Well, good afternoon, church family. It's that time of the week as we find ourselves on Tuesday and time for our devotional for May the 12th. And so I've entitled today's devotional on the day I called, you answered me, which will be coming out of Psalm 138. So before we begin, let's go ahead and just open up in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this beautiful Tuesday. And Lord, as we take some time to consider one of the Psalms, as David penned, and the encouragement that can come from that to give us perspective in how we live and face this day and the remainder of this week. Lord, we ask that you would just bless us from your word, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our text today is Psalm 138, verse 3, where David, as he penned this psalm as a psalm of praise and thanksgiving, said, "On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased." Now, David actually makes a pretty bold declaration here in this psalm. And just to give us a little bit of a context as we build up to verse 3, take a look again at verses 1 and 2 at the beginning of the psalm, where David says, "I give thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name, for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word." So let's notice a couple things here in these beginning verses, verses 1 and 2, that will build up to give us what verse 3 has for us today. And the first thing that we can notice in verses 1 and 2 is how he gives thanks. You'll notice there in verse 1, he gives thanks with his what? Whole heart. He holds nothing back. He realizes that everything that he is, everything that defines David as a person, has its source in the one who made him. And so therefore he chooses to give thanks, holding nothing back with his entire heart, all that David is. And you'll notice too also in the text, as you take a look at verse 2, it says that he bowed down toward God's holy temple. And so David realizes that he needs to direct his worship, that he is going to do so in a manner that is humble, because he bows down, and he bows down to the one and only true God. And so that's how he gives thanks, with his whole heart and bowing down humbly before God. Second thing we can notice is that that of what his audience. You'll notice in verse 1 that his audience is the Lord. First and foremost, that is the one to whom he has given thanks, and doing so with his whole heart, realizing that God is the one who made him. But he also has an audience of the gods, little g, that are before him. He says, "Before the gods, I sing your praise." And so not only is David's audience God himself, but it is also the gods, little g, of his enemies. He is making this declaration, this bold proclamation before the God who made him, but also to all of these false gods that man has put forth as substitutes for the one true God. But also notice the subject of his thanks. If you take a look at verse 2, it says God's steadfast love and faithfulness is what he's giving thanks for. So he's remembering not only that God loves him and that God is faithful to him, but he's also acknowledging and giving thanks to God because it's steadfast. It does not fail. It is always there. It's always in its fullness. And it's always ready to deliver and to give to David exactly what he needs in the fullness of God's love, which is perfect, and that fact that God is always right there with David no matter what, because he is the faithful God. The one who is beside him at all times. But also a subject of his thanks is the fact that he is giving thanks to God's name and word being exalted above all. So not only is God's steadfast love and faithfulness a subject of thanks, but also the fact that not only God's name, who God is, how he is characterized as the one true God, the fact that he is all-powerful, all-knowing, that is near, that is not distant. His name is what is being exalted above all. That he is not like the little g gods that David's enemies worship, but instead he is the one true God whose name is worthy of thanks. And it's being thanked and exalted above all. Nothing is above God. Everything points to him. Everything has its source in him. And therefore, this is what David gives thanks for. But he also gives thanks for God's word. So what God speaks, what God proclaims in relation to who he is, who David is, what is around him in the world, and God giving that perspective from an eternal realm to what is in what we would consider our realm, the finite realm. So how does David give thanks? With his whole heart, bowed down towards God. His audience is God and all of the small g gods of his enemies, which speaks to his enemies as well. His subject of thanks is God's steadfast love, his faithfulness, and the fact that God's name and his word is being exalted above all. And so this gives us the foundation for what verse 3 says. And it says, on the day I called, you answered me, my strength of soul you increased. So any day, as a believer in Jesus Christ, any day that you call upon the Lord is a day that you are going to find just how beneficial God is. Because he can speak to everything that you're going through, and he is not lacking when it comes to understanding and having the knowledge to address the things that we face in our world. And you'll notice, what is God's response as David called upon him? Well, you'll notice in verse 3 that God answered. He says, on the day I called, you answered me. The thing we need to always remember is the fact that God always answers us because he is the one who is faithful and true. And God will give us what we need when we need it. And the reality is that sometimes we don't even know what we need or when we need it, but God always does. The second thing that we can take a look at is the fact that in God's response, he also supplied. And I appeal to the NASB, the updated version of the New American Standard Bible, because I like how it's translated here. It says, on the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. You made me bold with strength in my soul. So what did God supply? God supplied boldness to David. Boldness to not only give thanks with his whole heart, but boldness to bring his song of praise even before the little gods of the enemies that surrounded him, to bring that praise in boldness before them. But he also gave him strength. And David was at a point where he needed strength. He found himself in a crisis, and he was going to the one who could give him the strength he needed to endure, to bear up underneath of it, no matter when God would show himself to be faithful and true. David knew that he could trust God no matter what. And where did he supply? Notice he supplied for his soul, to the very core of who David is, everything that represents David, his heart, his mind, his body, his soul. So let me ask you the question as we consider this Psalm 138, particularly verse 3, as we see the order in relation to what David gives thanks for, because he gives thanks not just in relation to what God gave him, but he gave thanks to God first for his steadfast love and faithfulness, second for God's name and word being exalted above all else, and then third, he gives thanks for what God did in answering his prayer as he called up to God, but also supplying David with boldness and strength for his very soul. So what do you need to thank God for today? What do you need to call out to God for today? And what do you need to trust God for today? May we learn from the example of David as he found himself in many situations where he needed the very strength of God, a strength that was able to minister to the very soul of who he is, so that he increased his strength. He gave him a boldness that he needed to face the challenges of that day. And we too can claim those same promises today as we face challenges each and every day. So may God bless you, church family, today as you call out to the Lord, knowing full well that He will answer you. Let's close in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you that we can come to you in prayer, that we know that without a shadow of a doubt that we have much to thank you for, because you give us things that we need, and sometimes we don't always see what you give to us, but you give it to us anyway, because you know the things that we are dealing with, the things that are yet to come. And Lord, we will trust you all the same. And may, as we call out to you, we experience exactly what David did, that you gave him a boldness, that you gave him the strength in his very soul to face the crisis. And Lord, we ask that you would do the very same for us today. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you all, church family, and have a good Tuesday evening.